Online Podcast Episode 58. Hello everyone, welcome to Online Podcast. This is John Ong. You probably heard a little boom and bomb out there. It is July 4th today, Independence Day in the United States of America, and I realize I do have quite a big group of listeners who are not from the USA. Quite a number of subscribers of my show coming from Australia, actually. So in case you do not know what what July 4th means here, it means Independence Day. And so I thought it's so noisy outside, I would just go outdoor and actually do a few recordings outdoor and capture a little bit of the busy and noisy sound. Not really busy, and just noisy kada boom outside. And excuse me. I just had KFC. But before I do that, I would like to say, I mentioned something about my previous show. If you haven't already listened, if this is your first show listening to Online Podcast, you might want to go and check out show number 57. I think, yeah, episode 57. Go check that out. It is a sound seeing tour in Mall of America in Minneapolis, the land of 10,000 lakes, or for me, it's the land of wonder wisdom. So go over there and to my show and listen to show number 57. You can go to onlinepodcast.com to find out how to actually. You can actually try to listen to the show. It's a little bit of a problem because it's an M4A file, and therefore it's a it's a .m4a file. It's an AAC file format, because it is the enhanced podcast, which means you can listen to it and watch the pictures that go with what you hear right on your computer using iTunes. So if you have iTunes 4.9 or later, you can actually use that particular feature. And so it's pretty fun, I think. I still haven't seen it using listening to it on iPod Photo yet, but I'm pretty excited. So if you have that feature and if you have an iPod Photo, use it and let me know how you like it. Of course, I cracked my head open trying to write those code using Terminal to program all the chapters, but I'll probably do the same for my next sound seeing tour as well. I really find that to be pretty fun. And if you are listening to this using iTunes, welcome everyone from iTunes. This is me. Oh, hello girly. My cat just walked in here. Hey girly. And we are gonna have a fun little night outside, just listening to the fireworks out there. By the time you listen to this, it would probably be July 5th already. Ooh, did you hear that? It'll probably be July 5th, and so happy July 5th to you. Happy the day after Independence Day. And now we are also going to go out and look at stars. Bruce bought a very nice telescope, and so we were trying to look at stars the other night, and it was really nice that how much you can see even before the sky gets dark. Oh, burp, excuse me. I'm walking, putting my flip-flops on. And I'm gonna step outside. I think Bruce might be outside already. I'm gonna go get my phone. Oh, it smells like fireworks. Hi, babe. I'm recording.
Hello everyone. I forgot which way the focus goes. I kept going and looked at the book. It's trying to find Arcturus, which I think is that bright one way up there.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not sure. So let me go get the book. I'll be right back.
Wow. Oh.
Describe everyone what's going on.
Okay. Oh my gosh, how smoky. Yeah. So it really is smoky and I can actually smell it. Too bad the Enhanced Podcast doesn't have the smelling feature, otherwise I would record it. Oh, stinky. You know how that Chinese New Year stinky? Okay, when I listen to all this... Oh, too bad the AC is going on. Maybe I should turn the AC off, because you can hear the AC. So I'm gonna stand out here. See if you can. I'm gonna stay still and let you hear where all the fireworks are going off. Everywhere. And to me, being a Chinese growing up in Malaysia, ooh, pretty. Okay, right in front of me, it's yellow, green, orange, green, red, fireworks just coming off in front of me. Oh, Jesus. Ooh, pretty. Whatever that thing is. Firework, obviously, but... So it reminds me of Chinese New Year, because the sound and the smell reminds me of Chinese New Year, because being a Chinese and grew up in Malaysia, that's what people do, play fireworks, firecrackers during Chinese New Year. And so this kind of feels like Chinese New Year. There's a pretty one up there earlier.
Fireworks?
Yeah.
There's some really great ones above.
Ooh! Ooh! Oh, jeez. Ooh. That was pretty. Now they kind of make those fireworks look like the big professional ones. But it's just a smaller version. Maybe I should go turn the AC off so I can get that.
Sure.
Okay. I'm gonna go turn the AC off. Okay, I don't need to waste your time. So I'm gonna pause. And we're back. Wow, that was bright.
Because it was dark.
Do you need light? I have my phone.
It is really
stinky.
Smoky.
Yeah.
Smoky is what I was saying.
You can see this the smoke. Even here, all around the neighborhood, you can see the smoke everywhere, especially when there's light. Oh, am I recording? So like I was saying, it reminds me of Chinese New Year. I can see fireflies also. It's actually a very comfortable night. It's not too humid, it's actually pretty cool. So what feels like, what, 70 degrees? No, not that cool.
Warmer than that.
Maybe lower 80s, maybe. And what you're hearing right now, the machine sound to the right of my ear, or your ear, is the cool telescope that Bruce bought. Tell us a bit about your telescope too.
It is a Meade ETX 70A. I don't know the size of the lens. Right now it's automatically trying to find Vega, and it says it's pointing at Vega, which I believe is that bright star. It's supposed to be the brightest star. But I'm having trouble focusing tonight. I don't know if because I don't know why. I'm just having trouble focusing tonight. It's only our second attempt with the telescope. So
it is really cool.
If you hear a lot of swearing and cursing, it's because we don't know how to use it yet.
And I think since I met him, we went shopping and we've been looking at since Nature Store. We've been thinking about, well, he's been wanting to get a telescope for looking at stars. Whatever that big, behind us there's a big bright star, I don't know what that is, and I'm messing with the microphone, so I'm sorry. And I turned off the AC so that the compressor's not noisy. Woo, another bright one. Oh, this is nice, blue and green. Do you want me to try focus?
I want you to try. Okay. So there's two things going on. First off, the book says turn that silver knob clockwise for distance. So I may have cranked it too far and now everything's out of focus. Oh, okay. So we may need to bring it back. It was just now trying to do a spiral search to find Vega.
Whoa, gee. That was really loud. Did you hear that?
Let me go back to spiraling again for just a moment. The telescope has a function where if it gets close, it will do a spiral search to try to find it. And I know it's pointed really close. I'm just not seeing it through the eyepiece, which is frustrating, and so I'm trying to just... Oh, that's too damn high.
I made a big one.
It's moving way too much. Okay, what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna... Go ahead and let's just try to see if maybe we can see something.
Would you like me to try focusing it? Smoky. Ooh, pretty. Ooh. Wow. Okay, this is, I don't really know what it is, but I can see light flashing in front of me. There's a lot, yeah. There's a field, a blank playground in front of us. Is it like a field that belongs to the school? There's a school there. And there's tons of people playing fireworks over there. They really make really cool fireworks these days. Because I'm not into it, so I don't really know whether it's good or bad. I mean, I don't follow the trend, so I don't really know how much they've improved. But as you can hear, that's a blue and silver and gold color. And this is pretty much it here in the neighborhood. I mean, you hear it everywhere. I don't know what this is true for every neighborhood, but in our neighborhood, it's kind of like a residential area. So families come out and play fireworks. Ooh. Do you hear that? Even the echo. I hope this one will capture really well. I have to make this file a little bit higher quality so you can actually hear all the sound. I don't see anything with the loud one. I don't see it. The really loud one must be coming from, I don't know where. Because I don't see it, I don't hear it. I also see fireflies on top of some trees. Oh, I see another firefly close by. It's really cool to see fireflies. I like fireflies. There's one right in front of me, on top of me. And where did it go now? Oh, I have to do this. Fireflies. Even though it's not, Songqiujie, it's not, Lantern Festival, Mooncake Festival, but there's this nursery rhyme that we used, as kids always say, Huikintan means fireflies. That was a Hokkien nursery rhyme, and I'll explain to that to you later. Not some other time. I don't want to rhyme. So we're looking at stars now.
Ooh, a lot. As I run to keep up with the eyepiece. Wow, a lot of big stars going. You did a good job of focusing.
Thank you.
Keep up. So the sounds, that's the telescope slewing as it moves to supposedly center the star, although, ooh, there's a nice little cluster. And then the little, I don't know if you can hear the little tiny grinding noise in the background, if you get maybe really close to the motor housing. That beep tells us that it's supposedly found Cygnus X1. But I'm not sure what that is in the eyepiece. But there are a lot of stars in the eyepiece. Do you want to look?
Yeah.
But anyway, the reason that the tripod continues to make this grinding noise is because of, I'm going to pronounce it sidereal movement, which simply means that, you know, the Earth is turning beneath the stars, and so the telescope is actually keeping up.
That's very nice. Lots of tiny little stars that you don't see with your naked eye.
Yeah. If we were out in the country, we'd see a whole lot more.
It's a bunch of stuff. Is there any... Oh, maybe I can try to... Can I, like, manually move it to find that one?
Yeah.
If I want to see.
Yeah.
It won't mess up the positioning.
No, it knows where it is now.
Okay, so... I'm going to go...
Although, you know, overhead is hard to do.
Oh my gosh, so many stars! Look at the pee-pee.
The first night when we were looking, I saw a meteorite and a satellite whiz by, totally by accident. I wasn't looking for them.
Oh my, so nice. So many stars! We're gonna get the lens thingy so that we can actually take pictures and post it, huh?
The what?
We're gonna get the adapter or something.
Oh, uh-huh. The T-mount. Which allows us to put the camera on.
I don't know which star I'm looking at, but...
Is that one, the big one? Ooh, that was pretty.
I'm not sure if that's a big one or not. It doesn't look too big.
So this is truly not an ideal night or location for doing this, but last night we had huge thunderstorms with incredibly dramatic lightning, so we thought, we were anxious, of course, to try out the telescope some more.
I
I'm looking up. I thought I'm freaking weird because I put my neck, I mean, my head up really hard. Now my neck's tired. Lots of stars. We love to look at stars. We like to do that. That's why you got a telescope.
Now while we're looking for Saturn, we can listen to the fireworks. We can hear the echo. It's actually coming from behind.
I think that's it. It's dead center. It's nice and bright. Which means we must have done a better job of setting it than I thought.
It's kind of orangey.
It's not a good night. Do you think it is?
I don't know what. I don't know anything about. But I'm just telling you, it's kind of orangey color.
Got a book inside. Actually, I got a really good book. For those of you who remember the children's book, Curious George by H.A. Rey, he did a really, I think, wonderful book about astronomy with all his own hand drawings. And it's really great because of the way he shows off the constellations. He does not try to draw the bodies of people and animals around the stars. He leaves them as stick figures and therefore leaves it to your imagination to figure out what the image is. And I think that's a very cool way to go. Did you get it?
Not yet. I'm almost there.
Okay. And I really have no idea about which ones are visible in the summer. Which ones are visible in the summer and which ones are visible in the winter. Our first night, we also saw a really good view of Jupiter and four of its moons. That was really something to do that on the first night. It was very, very pleasing.
I don't know what these two are, but they're kind of bright.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what I'm doing. I'll let you...
Nice little pinpricks of light, you know?
Oh, my neck hurts.
Sirius. Let's see where Sirius is. Oh, it's below the horizon. Okay.
Oh, it tells you?
Yeah, just did.
Mm. It's Sirius.
Let's try Polaris. Now, Polaris is...
Oh,
let's try Polaris. Polaris, but... It's not obscured by smoke.
Why did I put my eye river?
Huh?
Just looking for my eye river. Okay, I guess that's about it. I guess, you know, if you haven't already turned it off. But that's the sound that you hear on July 4th night. It just goes on and on. I can't see anything. But anyway, thank you for downloading the shows. Thank you for subscribing, and please stay subscribed. There's a lot more coming, and what was I going to say? Oh yeah, there's more enhanced podcasts coming also that I'll be working on, so stay subscribed and find out how exciting the few coming shows would be with the enhanced podcast. And if you are listening to this using other software, the iPod or client, that's fine as long as you have you can play M4A file. That's either AAC file. So far I've heard from many people that even Windows Media Player can actually play that and even actually view the artwork. So just let me know, give me the feedback if you haven't. Thank you for all those who sent me email from all over the place. I don't have my computer with me, so I cannot really mention your email. But thanks for everyone who wrote in and tell me how they found the show through iTunes and all the great encouragement that they gave me. Thank you so much. If you have anything, like you want to leave me a comment or write me an email, my email is online@gmail.com. my comment line if you're in the United States or you want to make a long if you want to make a long distance call, it is 206-888-JOHN, and I usually play the voicemail also unless you tell me not to. And you can also go to my website onlinepodcast.com, or just find out where my website is. If you are already using iTunes to listen to my show and subscribe to my show, that would be even better. And
long eat.
Oh yeah.
Long eat Beeloxa.
That's my theme song. And you just heard the inspiration of that song.
Yeah, food.
Oh, your back is wet.
Yeah, it's telescope's wet.
Is it Mountain Dewy?
Yes.
I was supposed to end the show 5 minutes ago. No, I was gonna say
sign off.
iTunes something or other, and you can. Oh yeah, we would just mention our show, along with all the other queer casts, were mentioned on I think Adam Curry's show on Sirius Radio, talking about Sirius Star,
which is below the horizon.
Yes, which is below the horizon. So by tomorrow, you'll probably be able to see. Oh, later this evening, but
folks in Australia.
So I hope there'll be some of you who are actually listening to this, who are coming from Adam Curry's show at Sirius and actually listening to this episode. Welcome, selamat datang. Hwanying. And
laksa.
Bihun laksa. Bihun is
tandas,
rice vermicelli. Tandas means well, okay. I've been given by my floor manager to wrap up, so bye. No, it's my show. I'll talk what I want. I'll talk however long I want.
Take a look through here. I think I found a binary system. Two stars right in the middle. Does it look like two stars to you?
Yes. Yeah.
Isn't that cool?
So anyway, we're going to end the show one more time.
Again?
So bye. And I keep thinking that there's something else I want to say. Oh, yes.
Yeah, goodbye.
Q Potter. Q Potter. Go to qpotter.org. That's like iPotter. Just go Q Potter. Q letter Q. P-O-D-D-E-R .org. Or go to my website. I'll put a link up. For Q Potter, you can find more queer casts over there. Fun shows that I like. I personally listen to a whole lot.
And remember, for all your iPotter... I can't do the joke. Remember, for all your audio recording needs, go to Pottery Barn. Shut
That's
up.
That's weird. Wait, listen. That's weird sound. Go to Pottery. Oh, from all the Potter. Go to Asian Pottery. Anyway, bye.
Ooh, nice stars.
Just go to qpotter.org and you will find wherever you go. Just browse around in there and click on.
That is so
you'll
pointless.
Find other shit.
Get off.
Okay, bye, guys and Gail and ladies and gentlemen and Tonton and Bun Bun. Good night or good evening or whatever, and good day. Don't look at me like that. Okay, bye. Don't forget to smile.